Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Jesus said, "Shall I not drink from the cup the Father has given me?" Well, Jesus is Lord of lords and King of all kings. But he had a mission. His Father sent him to the earth to die on the cross for you and for me. And he accomplished the Father's goal. And for that reason, he is standing or sitting right next to the Father in heaven at this time. But one day, the plan of the Father is for him to return. And we may be that generation that will see him complete his destiny. Isn't that wonderful? So we're reading from the New Testament. We read the Bible in the year. I would encourage you to read the Bible with us. You can join my Bible book club and you will receive the scriptures for the day. We start in January and we end in December. You know, the Bible is not just a book. It is a sword. And it is a weapon to fight an enemy. Who is the enemy? The person who wants to destroy the human race. And who is that enemy? Everyone knows who he is because he's in the Bible also. And he is an angel, a servant who has no authority to hurt us or humans or to fight against humans, really. But somehow, Adam and Eve gave this whole world to him, like on a silver platter, and they didn't even know what they were doing. Anyway, we're reading John 18. After saying these things, Jesus crossed the Kidron Ravine with his disciples and entered a grove of olive trees. Judas, the betrayer, knew this place, for Jesus had gone there many times with his disciples. The chief priests and Pharisees had given Judas a squad of soldiers and police to accompany him. Now, with blazing torches, lanterns, and weapons, they arrived at the olive grove. Jesus fully realized all that was going to happen to him. He knew he was going to die on the cross. But at that moment, he knew that what the Father said was going to happen. And he was part of that plan that God had for us. Stepping forward to meet them, he asked, "Whom are you looking for?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I'm he," he said. And as he said that, all of the people who were looking for him fell to the ground. And once more he asked them, "Whom are you searching for?" And again they replied, "Jesus of Nazareth." "I told you that I am he," Jesus said. "And since I am the one you are after, these others go." And he did this to carry out the prophecy he had just made. I have not lost a single one of those that you gave me. And that was a fulfillment of a prophecy probably in the Old Testament. Then Simon Peter drew a sword and slashed off the right ear of Malchus, the high priest's servant. But Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink from the cup that the Father has given me?" Friends, Jesus fully realized what was going to happen to him. But Jesus was willing to die on the cross for every sinner. Roman, you know, we're all sinners. The Bible says every single human being, including the presidents, including the kings, including the priests, including the pope, we are all sinners. Why? Because we are human beings. And Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, and you can read that in the Bible. And because they sinned, we inherited that sin nature in us. And so no one is righteous, only God. But he made a way of escape for us. And how did he do that? By letting Jesus die on the cross. He shed his blood for us. As we accept that blood and what he did for us, we can ask him to come into our life, and we can have a new life, not in this flesh, because this flesh was made from the earth, is going to die, but our spirit can live forever with God. Amen. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "Christ also suffered. He died once for the sins of all us guilty sinners, although he himself was innocent of at any time of any sin, that he might bring us safely home to God. But though his body died, his spirit lived on." Praise the Lord. Romans 5:6 says, "When we were utterly helpless, with no way of escape, Jesus Christ, the right time, and he died for us sinners who had no use for him." Amen. Jesus was willing to die for us. Jesus did die for us. Jesus did go on the cross. And if you don't believe it, you can go to Israel. They have the tomb there, and the tomb is empty. No one is in the tomb, no bones or anything. Why? Because on the third day, he arose from the grave. And Christians and many people in the world go to Israel to see these holy things where Abraham lived, where David lived, where Solomon lived. They have all of the artifacts there. The buildings are still there. Can you imagine? 2,000 years ago. Over 2,000 years ago for David or for Abraham. So this Jesus is coming back one day. What are you going to do about it? Everybody has to think about that at some point in their life. What are you going to do with this Jesus? Well, my suggestion is that you come to know him. Like we who know him, we encourage you to read the Word of God, to find out for yourself who is Jesus. Answer this existential question, and I'm sure you will come up with the right explanation. Amen. If you want to know this Jesus that I'm talking about and you never heard about him, you can always text me. I can share with you more about this man, this God who became a man and went back to heaven, but one day is coming back. if you want to know him. Would you say this prayer with me? Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to save me from my own sins. Lord, I ask you to move in my life, move in my mind, my heart. I give you my heart right now. Lord, you come and be with me. And Lord, you said you would never leave me or forsake me. I have to forgive my sins. And I also, because you forgave me, I can forgive anyone who hurts. And Lord, I do right now release all of those hatred and all of those anger and all of the emotions that drive my life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I give it all to you, Lord. I thank you for healing me. I thank you for saving me. I thank you for dying on the cross for me. I know you rose on the third day, and I know you're in heaven right now. And by one day, you will come back for me. And thank you for this, Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, if you said that prayer with me and you really meant it, would you let me know and let me help you to know more about Jesus and how he saved us and what his mission is and anything that you might want to know. Amen. Amen.